We're learning Shmiras HaLoshen, Shar Tavuna Perek Tes Zayin. And I want to begin with those words we concluded with last week. It's a few paragraphs. It's on page 356 in the English edition. And in most editions, it begins with a paragraph of Emes Kemat Reiv Anoshim. You know, we'll start right a little before that. We'll begin. V'yesh anoshim shesibas hergal avoinam. A little above where we left off. Everybody have the place there? Okay. V'yesh anoshim shesibas hergal avoinam bolahem itzad oimer mutter. Rationalization. There are many people that accustom themselves to speaking lashon hara because they tell themselves it's allowed, it's permissible. I didn't do anything wrong, so what's the problem? Just go back a jot from where we left off. The Hainu Shayetzer Matu Isum Neitzahara persuades them, Shedover Ze Einenu Bichla Lashon Hara. What you're about to say is not Lashon Hara. Or in such a person, the Torah did not say you can't speak Lashon Hara about him. Just the opposite. It's a mitzvah leganoisa. You hear this? It's a mitzvah to disgrace him. That's what the Yetzer Hara tells the person. The truth is, most people stumble with Lashon Hara because of this mistake. We're not knowledgeable in the halacha. When can I say something and when can I not say something? And there are two extremes a person takes. He either says, okay, I'll become that hermit, like we discussed last week, and that's it, I'm not talking to anybody. It's like the immature child when he gets upset, you know, and let's say his mother says to eat some type of food and, you know, you have some protein. So what's the response is, that's it, I'm not eating any food. You know, the candy, the sugar, nothing. Goes all, I'm not eating anything. Now, we know how long that's going to last. It's not going to last too long. He's going to crack. You can't survive like that. So one approach is, I'm not going to talk about anything. The other approach is, it's impossible. Who could really avoid speaking Lashon Hara? It's impossible. So they're miyayish, they push it aside. Not only do they push it aside, they view what is forbidden to speak as it turns into a mitzvah. The Yetzer Hara disguises himself, and he has that Purim costume on the whole year round, and instead of looking like that Yetzer Hara, he looks like the most pious tzaddik. And he encourages him and says, don't you know you have to talk now? Don't you know? It could be middle of Chazaras HaShatz. But you have to say, it's such a chutzpah that these people, they come to shul late. It's such a chutzpah that these people, they talk during davening. Someone should say something to about them. What are they doing during davening? Ain't nothing right in the giyatzim. A person doesn't see his own faults. She says the Chavetz Chaim, "V'emes kemat reiv anoshim nichsholim b'loshin hara mitzad chisaron yidzeh." Most people are making the mistake because of this. The ainu chisaron yidia, the lack of the halachic knowledge. When can I say something? When can I not say something? V'inei lechisaron zeh ein shum eitza. There's no other suggestion and advice that can help this person, except for rak. Sheyilmad techila kol afnei prati iser lashon hara veyeda adina buryoy. The only eitzah to learn the halachas of lashon hara. Know it clearly. Know when can I open my mouth? When can I say something? And when can I not say something? A person's about to do a business venture with someone. And you know the person he's about to get into business with is one of those type of people that when you shake their hand, you have to count your fingers afterwards. I'm not talking about the rings in the fingers. I'm talking about the fingers. You can be quiet. And you let him go and enter into that business. Because there's something called Lashon Hara. Or do we say, wait a minute, that's not a time to be quiet. You know this person is a shady type of character? You have to find out. What can I say? What should I not say? Person has to know the halachas. That's the only etza. Rakshi yilmad techila kol ofnei prati isi lashon hara v'yeda din alburi. Know it clearly. Before we buy food, we check to see if there's a hechsher. Before we say something, we have to know, is there a hechsher what I'm about to say? Ad heichan megia koichu shel lashon hara al pi din. How far does this power of lashon hara go, according to halacha? And then the Chofetz Chaim tells us, as we mentioned last week, and it's very important to reiterate it, that's why we're doing that now, that this suggestion works with all the halachas, with all aspects of Torah. The MS Eitzazu Kimat Hiyu Hamay Elis Yesim Inakol. This applies to more than anything else. V'lav Dafka Binyan Lashon Hara, not only to Lashon Hara, Kichein Ha'inin B'chol Mitzvah Mitzvah, by every single mitzvah. Shenich Shabbat Kamapam, that a person made a mistake many times, until the Yitzhara rules over him. This is nothing new. This suggestion falls into the category what the Torah HaKdoshe tells us. It says in Pasha Shlach, and you shall see them, the tzitzis, and you will remember es kol mitzvos Hashem, all of the mitzvos of Hashem. And then what? Vasisim oisam. There is a remembrance, and you will do something about it. Kapir Shrashi, as Rashi explains, she'azichira mevi l'dei asira. Remembering brings to doing. What's step number one? Uhu sheyilmad es adin, shunich shaboy. A person has to learn. Whatever mitzvah we're talking about, we're not talking specifically Lashon Hara. We're talking generally. There are 630 mitzvahs. Whichever one of those 613, whatever mitzvah he has to work on specifically. What is the eitzah? What is the doctor's prescription? You know, many times in life, if you have to buy, you have an $80 copay. So at least when you see that specialist, you walk out, oh, I got my money's worth. I went to the specialist. But if it's like a $2 copay, oh, no such thing as $2 copay. Now, what world do we live in? All right, $2 copay. So you think, what did I get? We have to realize the Chofetz Chaim is sharing with us now jewels, pearls. V'hushayilmad is adin shu nichshaboy bi'iyun rav b'chol prati adin hazeh. A person has to learn the topic of the mitzvah that he made mistakes in, that he stumbled in depth. Learn it as deep as he can go into these halachas. This is the key now. He has to review it again and again and again and again. Through the learning it in depth and the constant review, it'll be engraved in his memory bank. You hear this beautiful point from the Chofetz Chaim? Hashem says, you did your job, I'm going to do mine. Hashem says, you learned about that topic of Yetzirah, that mitzvah, whatever it might be that he was attacking you. You learned it so well. I am going to remove the Yetzirah from you. You know, inside over here, this little digital recorder, this is 2 gigabytes. 2 gigabytes, a lot of gigabytes. I have a little slot over here, put in 16 gigabytes. It jumps from 2 to 16. You want to take it out, you just turn it off, you take out that 16 gigabyte chip, you're back to 2 gigabytes, take the little chip, you put it into a computer, and you have all the information over there. Hashem says as follows, I am taking out, there's a little slot, I am removing that Yetzirah Hara from you. You conquered it. You passed the test. You pass the test now. Why? Because it's not just one day. It could be decades. But a person worked so hard in his lifetime. Whatever it might be, however much time it might be, only Hashem knows when it's time to take out that chip. And Hashem says, check. you did your job in that mitzvah. Okay, the Yitzhak B'medrash Rabbah Pashas Nosav is Elashonai. And you got the Harbi B'dvarim. If you work very hard on these mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meisa Yitzhahara Mimcha. Hashem will take away the Yitzhahara from you. If you work, you got the Harbi Divrayim in those mitzvahs, then Hashem will remove that Yitzhahara, that stumbling block from you. The Yitzhahara Nechoinahi L'Shmir Saloshin, this is a correct Yitzhahara as well with Shmir Saloshin. A person says, how is it possible not to speak Lashon Hara? So if you learn the halachas properly, Hashem will take away that Yetzirah from you. Even the person was unfortunately accustomed to be, he was the Rosh HaMedabrim. He was the one that when he would enter the room, people would know, ah, we get the juicy news now. Even if that was the person. Imagine that person starts learning Lashon Hara and he starts learning Hilchos Lashon Hara. He enters the room and he starts giving a shiur on Hilchos Lashon Hara. They're thinking, wait a minute, that's not what you told us yesterday. Yesterday you were giving us all that juicy information about Yaakov, about Reuven, about that restaurant, about this store, about these people, that shul. What happened to all that good news? So he says, no, you don't understand something. I turn off a new leaf. The next day he comes to the whole group of people. He finds no one's there. You know what? At least he protects himself. Even a person accustomed himself to this. The governor of Yitzhar Binyan Zen Yitzhahara wins over him many, many times. Up to the point where a person doesn't even realize the words he says. He doesn't realize, you know, many times we say something, and if not for someone else hearing us, we don't have the digital recorder going everything what we say. Might be not a bad idea to record what we're saying. Now, in the state of Pennsylvania, it's illegal unless you know someone else knows that you're recording, so be careful. Nonetheless, don't give up hope. Because when you review the halacha again and again, it will change, you'll become a different person. And you will infuse this into your nature. You will realize and be aware of every word which you say. Even if it's only the dust of Lashon Hara, not the real juicy Lashon Hara, just Avak Lashon Hara. You will realize with your tongue at the time when you're saying it, you'll get this little feeling, wait a minute, maybe I shouldn't have said that. Because you're starting to turn over a whole different mindset. HaKadosh Baruch Hu not about him koyach ha'gosh v'edviya boy she'yargish yoyser. HaKadosh Baruch Hu implemented in man this feeling of sensitivity. He'll be able to realize, wait a minute, I should not have said that. Or maybe I should stop saying what I'm about to say. Beis she'yifka ha'dor bel shoynay. At the time when it's coming out from his mouth, v'hu ke'ein ma'ashom chazal v'chulin mar bodik lo belishna. That mar, he would check his shechita knife with his tongue. I don't recommend you anybody do this. This, the Chavetz Chaim tells us now, is extremely important when we learn Torah. We should learn Torah out loud. Because when a person says the words, and that comes out from his mouth, from his tongue, he'll realize if it's true or not. Gemara tells us in Erevin, Gichayim hei l'maitziyayim. L'maitziyayim bepeh. The Gemara learns from the Pasuk in Mishlei that the Torah is chayim, it's life, life. L'maitziyayim, for those who say it. L'maitziyayim bepeh, with their mouth. And tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, we will see this topic that Neil just brought out, that if a person is in suffix, he's in doubt, should I say this or not? This is Lashon Hara. We're talking a Sofik Daraisa. What's the halacha? Sofik Daraisa, L'chumra, we don't say it. Have a wonderful day.